耶稣说谁放弃房屋兄弟姊妹亲戚，我们记得入修院的时候很多时候都提这一句，神师提醒我们你放弃很多东西不是没有了，是百倍的很多。事实上也是真的，好像没有了自己的家庭，但是更多的家庭，好像父母不在一样，也都更多很多父母在我们身边。不过耶稣说加多一句，他说连迫害在内，可能我们对于迫害呢觉得这个不是祝福，但为耶稣来说呢是跟他一起同行的。耶稣他的使命就是为人而牺制献自己的，所以我们跟随主的话，除了百倍之外呢都加上成为耶稣的真真正正的弟子，跟他一起制献。这个制献就是在痛苦里面奉献嘛，悠悠悠悠怎么制献呢？那么跟随耶稣，跟足耶稣呢，那这个是祝福的。你越来越超似基督的意思，就是你越来越在苦里面，就是好像父交给你的使命，你都乐意直到最后一口气，耶稣仍然都是宽恕人，这个是祝福的。能够明白到这一句话，在苦难里面对耶稣同行，更加苦难里面耶稣与我们一起同一个生活的质素的话，这个是祝福，是百倍，你明得到呢就百倍。所以后来耶稣继续加了一句，最后的事我再先，再先的在后，他意思就是说你不要迟延，不要一段时间就冲，然后呢就好像有少少气馁，又放慢脚步，要等速，不要加速，否则呢先者后，后者先，就是寓言故事都归到赛跑都是这样寓言的啦，是不是？那么只龟哪有他兔子兔仔跑的，结果是什么呢？只龟到了先，只兔子未到，这是寓言故事。很多时候发生在我们身上，我们觉得我们都挺好了，少少心满意足，那就少少不加把劲了，唞一唞就冇得唞嘅，就天国路咧，永远都系要唔系通渠，唔系阔嘅路嚟嘅，系窄嘅路。因为当你到某点成功点嘅时候，你觉得呢啲点啦，我可以有足够能力啦，跨越啦，冇问题。我哋成日讲啊，当你冇问题嘅时候，就问题嘅开始。所以有时有啲难咧，有啲苦咧，都是天主的祝福嚟嘅。如果唔系成日觉得自己咧好标准、好满意，呢、这个可能就是我哋一个最大的诱惑。The gospel today is really interesting. When we say we sell everything, follow Jesus, and hundredfold, it's true.But include suffering, persecution. Because the more we follow Jesus, the more we like Him. Jesus, the one who was persecuted by people. We have no excuse. So don't take this as a kind of cursing. No, we follow more like Jesus. Jesus Himself, until the end, the last breath is.Always love, forgiveness, joy in the Lord, not in the earthly life. And to be very careful, first become the last, and last become the first. Many times when we, to a certain age, certain period of religious life, we can say, oh, I'm settled, I'm okay, but be careful. When you say, tell yourself, okay, not yet.You have to always, not yet, you have to struggle. Even for 40 years, 50 years in the religious life, always is as if the first day. So Mother Teresa is very good to teach the priests when they say, when they ask us to say the Mass, as if the first Mass, the last Mass, the unique Mass. And that's how we can live better. Otherwise, they say, I'm experienced, the last can become the first become last.